The James Webb Space Telescope finding on planet formation this week is genuinely illuminating in the way the best science findings are. It doesn't just add a data point, it reframes a question. Webb observed that the process of planet formation appears to be in a race with the dissipation of protoplanetary disks, the clouds of gas and dust around young stars from which planets form. The finding suggests that planets need to form relatively quickly, within a few million years, before stellar radiation and winds clear away the raw material.
For context, a few million years sounds like a long time. In astronomical terms, it's actually quite short. Our solar system is about 4.6 billion years old. The planet-forming window Webb is documenting is roughly a tenth of a percent of that total timeline. The implication is that planet formation, including the formation of potentially habitable worlds, may be more time-constrained than previous models suggested.
What this means for the search for Earth-like planets elsewhere is still being worked out. But if formation is time-limited and dependent on specific disk conditions, it narrows the range of stellar environments where complex planet systems can develop. That's relevant to how we think about where to look for biosignatures, chemical signals of life, in future observations.
The Nepal flood story connects to a pattern we've been tracking in climate science, the relationship between gradual warming trends and sudden, catastrophic events. Scientists published findings this week attributing the slope destabilization that preceded Nepal's recent flood disaster to long-term warming effects on mountain terrain. Permafrost thaw, glacier retreat, and increased precipitation variability all contribute to making slopes that were stable for centuries suddenly prone to failure.
The mechanism matters because it has policy implications. If you're trying to prevent the next Nepal-type disaster, you need to understand whether you're dealing with a one-time extreme weather event or a structural change in terrain stability driven by cumulative warming. The science suggests the latter, which means the risk doesn't go away after one bad year. It increases as warming continues. Countries like Nepal, Bhutan, Pakistan, and China, all in the Hindu Kush Himalayan region, are dealing with a changing baseline risk, not a temporary spike.
For international aid and disaster risk reduction budgets, that's a significant reframing. You're not just funding recovery after events. You're funding monitoring, early warning systems, and sometimes managed retreat from areas that are no longer safely habitable. The cost calculus is different and the timescales are longer.
And there's an under-discussed intersection here with the geopolitical tensions we've been covering today. Nepal and its neighbors are also in a region where Chinese and Indian strategic interests converge. Climate-driven displacement and resource stress don't just create humanitarian problems, they create security pressures in already complex border areas. The scientists studying slope destabilization and the diplomats managing South Asian security are looking at different parts of the same picture.